Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. I'm your handler, Brad. I'm joined by three buddies on this somber occasion. Dace, how are you feeling?
I can't believe you killed my character, Joe. That was fucked up.
I've wanted to do it for a long time.
Two for
and
two.
I'm glad.
Joe, and I'm glad. Every two, time.
Two for two.
Sadistic bastard.
And John, you just sat there and watched.
We just watched.
I had a
didn't
bowl.
Even do anything.
Yeah, you had the whole bowl.
I love that. Somebody's got to hold the bowl. What am I going to do? Just set the bowl on the ground? What are we?
Let's just jump right into it. That was an intense one.
We're just going to go straight in. Okay.
Yeah. Unless someone has some quirky banner.
Well, I will say something I already said, which is right as we got off and we were going to go take a break, I said, yeah, just give Day Summers' character sheet. And Brad goes, you do not want to be Summers right now. So I have a hinting suspicion that Summers is not okay.
Was it? Yeah. I don't know. Y'all are kind of up in the air. Should we do it? You know, should Alice be the sacrifice? Should we search the house for more? There is another cultist.
I'm going to tell you, if Axel had not just had a mental breakdown, like just now, he would have pushed. He would have pushed for searching the house more.
Yeah.
But like that was definitely like a, like no, Axel does not have any in the tank right now to make
for
another
sure.
push.
Yeah. I mean, it makes total sense. And from Alice's viewpoint, like, despite the fact that she was successful on her sanity check and only took one sanity damage, she did see that monstrosity.
Oh, yeah.
This, like, mm-hmm. like Brad said, the worst thing, the most incomprehensible thing that we've ever seen in our lives. Like, how do you fight that?
Right.
Like,
well, and then she also saw the body of the dude and what happened to him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's in her mind, it's the entire team dies versus her, who is already dying and has been dying and has made peace with it.
You know, this is something that you came up with, Dace, back when we did character creation. Like, this was something that you just kind of thought. You're like, what would it be like to have someone who was going through this stuff? And it's gone through all sorts of swings. Like, there was that bit where we were like, okay, is there magic that can heal people? And there's
right.
that kind
I mean,
of yeah. thing. Like,
when it's
like super poetic that y'all didn't know anything about this right. module. And that's at the heart of this module is this woman, Elizabeth Wheeler, who seemed to have gotten into this for the sole purpose of rejuvenating her body, you know,
right,
from
yep.
whatever weird sickness she had.
Swear to God, I did not read the module before. Promise you that. Yeah. I don't have that much time.
Well, I think by the way things have gone, I think it's pretty clear we didn't read the module. I think when we took Anton to the house, I think that was pretty clear we have not read.
Yeah.
And I did for a moment think about, would Alice actually do that, the longer ritual that restores her body? But you know, that's just not who she is. She's a nurse. She's a protector.
Hmm.
She now if it was Finnegan in her shoes, bet your ass.
Ooh, Finnegan would have taken all the pizza guys and compressed them down into the car
it would have
and
been,
then like done
it
a
would
batch
have just
job.
Been a conga line.
Finnegan would have
food delivery man.
Would have practiced the ritual off the property to make sure he got it right with several pizza guys before he brought the one to the actual house.
Yeah, you're damn right.
I can imagine Finnegan like, you know, I think I've got the basics, but I feel like it's still missing some pizzazz. Like,
maybe
I really
just
need
one
to...
more. Hey, Herbert.
Just one more.
Herbert just like...
Can I have a meat lovers? And I'll make that three meat lovers delivered consecutively, one at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 3 o'clock. That should do it.
Oh my god. And then it's like, and then you have to start switching like meal delivery yet, then delivery, you have to go to Uber Eats because you've gotten you've killed all the Domino's guys. And then like, oh god,
I will rate him 5 stars because I'm not a psychopath.
I'm not an asshole.
I'm not an asshole.
Oh my god! Totally. And right, by the way, let's keep it. But wait, but let's keep in mind that ritual does not actually require human sacrifice. We're implying that Finnegan's just using humans because why not?
It's got to be worth more than like some dogs and cats.
Oh, extra potent. Yeah, Alice wouldn't do that.
No,
she's a paladin of sorts.
Yeah.
And I don't think Herbert has enough of a spine to have prevented what happened right now. Like, he's new to this.
Dude, imagine, like, I know we're going to get there. Imagine the epilogue of Herbert.
Jesus.
At the end of all this. Ended up on this mission, maybe shouldn't have been here. You know, that's something we've always kind of talked about. Like, this is Herbert's first mission.
This is the equivalent of Clerks. Have you guys watched Clerks or Clerks? The dude that just shouldn't be. This is the Eldritch version of Clerks.
Of Clerks.
Totally.
Oh man.
For him.
For anyone who hasn't listened to the last episode, please do that before you listen to this one.
Yeah.
Might be some things missing. But yeah, it was an intense last episode for the recap. We kind of picked up with our agents Alice, Herbert, Axel at the house, about to go into the house to, you know, maybe find Summers, maybe kill these terrorists, maybe use the terrorists, you know, maybe try to save them. Who knows what would have happened, but from the corner out of view, when they opened the door, they saw one of these guys from the Brotherhood of the Dark Pharaoh just get yanked out of scene, and everybody was like, nope. Kind of sat outside on the lawn for a little bit.
Not today.
Piano continually playing by itself. I'm trying to discuss what to do. And you heard some ominous, like, underwater, what I described as whale sounds coming from the garage. Like, well, fuck it. I guess that's a good place as any to try to enter the house. you open the garage door. Light slowly illuminating the entire room, and it hits basically this maybe I'll say what it is actually on after all this is over, but it's a otherworldly creature that had numerous tentacles with snouts and claws on it. Its body was a bloated worm body with bat wings. It's the best you could describe it. And it had one of these guys from the Brotherhood of the Dark Pharaoh just lifted up. Who knows what it was doing with it, but y'all found out nothing good. Everybody saves their sanity check except for Axel, who goes temporarily insane and is now depressed. But as soon as the light...
Give me a depressed.
Ooh. Y'all are just all in shock, and this creature just zips out at bizarre speeds away from the light, goes back into the house from the garage. Look at the body, and it's the body's head of this person has been caved in, nothing left. From the eyes up, Axel's, you know, sitting there. You hear more of these weird whale sounds from inside the house, the utility closet, and it knocks Axel out of this trance. It's then that you kind of like, it is, y'all decide you don't think you can take this thing. You don't know if this thing will attack you when you go in the house, and you decide to use Alice as the sacrifice for this ritual that will presumably dismiss the dark man from this property.
A lot of faith in this spellbook, guys. BT dubs.
Y'all go to the back at this point. You wait till sundown. The sun is slowly going down. Alice is kind of looking out at into nature, the backyard, not at the house, but in the opposite direction into woods, foliage, and trying to remember the good things before this mission happened. Herbert has the bowl, Axel has the knife, and we end right as Axel stabs Alice in the spine. That is where we are. You do that. And quick, Alice, slow, dark. No pain, nothing. Blackness. Herbert and Axel, roll a sanity check for sacrificing a person, even if you're adept to violence.
That's ludicrous.
Oh. Oh my.
That's a success from Herbert. He was primed with the pizza guy concept.
Axel is not. That's another fucking failure Axel.
Wow.
These are rough guys. So Herbert, one sanity, another D10.
Even if I'm adaptive.
It says it in this manual. Even if you're adapt to violence, you have to take a sanity loss for this. Jesus. A roll for it, for this ritual.
Just think about it, Joe. In this particular case, think that would make sense.
No, I agree.
This is definitely not how they intended it as written.
No.
Like the sacrifice of another agent. Jeez. But
all right.
In this case.
So I have failed, so I take another D10. Is that what you're saying?
4 damage, yeah. 4 sanity damage. I just rolled the D10.
Okay. I'm going to deflect again. Actually, no, I'm not going to deflect. I'm just going to take that on the fucking nose. Oh my god, I'm down to 49.
What's your next breaking point?
42.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry. I'm sure we're not going to run into something.
No.
So, because what I'm worried about is, like, from the kind of meta perspective, I'm worried about us seeing something unnatural, which I sure is not going to happen, and then me having to burn a bunch of willpower, and so if I use my willpower now to deflect, and I don't have it for doing things, so.
Playing smart.
It's wicked smart.
Alice falls to the ground. It's strange. You'll have to say these words. Killed one of your agents. It's a strange feeling. It's just, you're sitting there with this dead body now, and the knife and the bowl of her blood. How much of you can decide? Okay. And Axel's leading this. You failed the sand test. How much of the ritual do each of you take of these words? Let's say percentage wise.
I guess
oof is right.
Character wise, I figure like 50-50. You did the killing.
Let's do 50-50.
Unless Axel's like, Herbert, you need to say the words, you know, because he's just, I don't know what would Axel say, because Herbert's just gonna follow.
So, Axel isn't just gonna let Alice just fall down on her face dead. he pushes her down the hill, and she just rolls down.
Ragdoll style.
Yeah.
And then Herbert is like chasing.
Wait, no, the blood!
Respect.
The blade goes in, and he kind of lowers her to the ground, you know, and then, kind of turns her to the side where this blood goes in. But he puts a hand to his face. He's like, Herbert, I'm gonna need some help here. I'm gonna start, but I don't know if I can finish.
Okay, I know the words. I know the words, Axel. Okay. I can take most of it if you want.
I'll start. It's the least I can do.
So wait, I think we have to decide how much percentage wise we wanna roll with for Brad.
Let's do 50-50. 50-50.
Okay.
Axel starts. You start saying these these strange words that you don't
God is
that you don't quite understand.
Nice pull.
It's hard. It's very hard to get this out. You expend 5 willpower.
Jesus!
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
Okay, that brings me down to 8. Alright. Okay.
Afterwards, Herbert continues the ritual. You also expend 5 willpower.
Whew. I'm on 5 left.
Okay, but how much does Alice have to give?
surely we took some.
It's finish the words. Quiet.
No more piano?
Nothing. Piano. In fact, and you sit there for a minute, like, what the fuck did we just do? But in fact, you realize there is no piano. There is no crickets. There is no chirping of birds. In fact, there's nothing at all. Alice, as you fade out, you open your eyes again.
Oh, no.
What?
In fact, everybody opens their eyes. Was this a dream you just had? You're sitting at a table. Fuck? All... What? Three of you sitting at a table. One candle on the table. Then goblets of fire bend down a long table. You're at a dinner table, sorts. You look to your right down this never-ending table and you see Anton, bloated body there.
Holy shit.
You see someone with their head blown off there. You see Arthur Dunley with his neck slit. And you guys see Alice in front of you here. But she's pale. Continue looking down. What do you see? You look down the dinner table some more. You see a beggar with no eyes, a Templar knight with its jaw chopped off. You see things that look human but can't possibly be human sitting at this dinner table. Say anything to Alice. You are sitting there.
Alice? Hairpin?
He like tries and he puts his hand on Axel's thigh and like squeezes it.
Can Alice talk?
You can.
It's like that scene in Sin City when Clive is driving with.
Axel, it's good to see you on the other side. How are you today?
Good, really good. Hairpin, tell Alice how good we're doing.
I have to say that was a well-struck blow. Like, with the precision of a surgeon.
I almost want to make y'all roll Sandy for this performance.
It's going to stick with me.
What you hear you're seeing this, and you're at this dinner table with endless corpses, it would seem like, with Alice being one of them. And at the head of the table is this figure with skin darker than black, if you can imagine that.
Oh, good.
And it says, "And yet, who is it that you think you've summoned?"
We weren't trying to summon anyone. We were trying to get rid of someone. Herbert, I think we might have fucked up.
Oh, no.
A thread. A flicker. Barely matters.
You remember now, there's words that you didn't know you've said. You haven't said the entire ritual yet. Say something. Do you say it?
Yes.
Yeah. Axel says the rest. Deduct one permanent power from your...
Oh, path. No. Okay. I don't know if Axel's going to be able to come back for another round, guys.
Can Alice finish the incantation?
You keep saying it. That's all you remember, Axel. But Alice, yes, there are more words that you remember.
I don't like the way you're saying that.
This figure that is, it's so dark, this person, that the shadows are lighter than his skin, and they are moving, slithering. He says, it says,
"It's not fear you feel, not yet, but soon. Soon you will know the hunger of being touched by something that does not desire you to understand."
You say the rest of these words?
Yeah, Herbert takes over.
Yes, Alice will, if she can.
You continue the ritual.
"I am beyond your fear. I've died and you cannot touch me."
And to finish the incantation.
He's still there. Alice, deduct one permanent power from your stat sheet.
Sure.
No problem. Herbert,
there is still more to be said that you realize.
He'll say it. He's in it. He stutters his way through a time, and then you will go, and in, I assume in some Latin, "vominus and some gonusens."
Above, you see numerous of these things you saw in the garage, just whale sirens, an endless pit of blackness above you, an unknown starscape even. You deduct one power from your sheet. Herbert.
This is bad.
In front of you, Alice, is a book, and this figure says,
"I only need your name. Go away, all the pain, everything that happened."
This book is sitting in front of you, Alice.
So after Hairpin said the last incantation, nothing else happened. He just puts this book in front of Alice.
Are there any more words?
Put Summers' name.
I think Alice sort of looks up at him and says, "Fuck you. My pain is my own."
The tentacles go awry. His shadow's not black, but red. And just, it spreads across the entire room. And he says,
"Your world, your thoughts, your body, all of them an insect's dream. How strange to think you manned what is already slipping through your grasp."
And now, Axel and Herbert, you are in the backyard.
Wait.
And Alice is not there. She's dead.
Her body's there.
Whoa. I mean, Axel, we're like laying on the ground or something, I assume.
Yeah. There's birds again. There's no piano.
Axel, like, he kind of like groggily, and then he like his eyes like open, and he's like, "Oh shit!" And he like jumps up and like goes for his weapon, and is like looking around, and he's like, "Herbert, Alice, I," and he looks down at Alice and realizes like, she's "Oh yeah, gone. She's dead.
She's dead. She's there.
Is it finished? Dead. Is it finished, Axel? Is it finished?"
Both of you feel a little bit lighter. Roll 1d8, and you get 1d8 sanity back.
Oh, please be good. 7.
Nice.
5.
That actually puts me back at a... That actually puts me back up at the breaking point, which removes my depression.
Nice.
Fantastic. Well,
that's good.
But, you know, you also feel like you've lost something. That one permanent willpower is gone from each of you. It seemed to have worked. You go into the house. It just seems like a normal house. There's nothing weird about the property.
Is the guy still there?
Really through the house? Oh, the bodies are still there, for sure. Yeah. But, okay. I mean...
Oh, God,
and if you
Axel,
go through the house, Summers. There's no Summers. You do find one of the Brotherhood of the Dark Pharaohs guys just sitting there in a ball in the bedroom number 3, just curled up.
All right.
Herbert.
Need you to, we're going to put the bodies in the van. Can you drive stick?
Yeah. Yeah, I can do it.
We're putting the bodies. We're putting the bodies in the van. And we're going to take them out. And we're going to bury them. And we're going to burn the house down. Herbert.
Okay, Axel. I hate to ask this question, but what do we do about this guy?
Why don't you go pull the car around, and I'll handle this guy.
Herbert kind of looks over at him and, like, squints his eyes for a second, but now he's like a different person after what he's seen, so he kind of just squints at Axel and, like, nods towards him and goes and gets the car.
Yeah, you're able to get the bodies up fine, you know. I mean, you don't feel weird at all in this house, like, anymore. Like, there's nothing creepy about it. But the bodies are still there. No Summers. Yeah. What do you do with this Brotherhood of Dark Pharaoh cultist?
I think when Herbert walks out... I think Axel kind of stands over him. He's just kind of like rocking in place. Axel still has the sacrificial knife. He kind of looks down at the knife. He looks down at the guy. He's like, "Is this what you wanted? You sick fuck? Well, here. Have it." And he just fucking ices the guy. He stabs him. Like much the same way he did Alice.
He falls dead there. He's muttering some unknown language to you. Y'all are able to pick up the bodies, dispose of them. No cops show up afterwards. You want to burn down the house, you're able to do that as well.
I think we need to make a few trips to get the cultist vehicle out of here, and also to get Summer's motorcycle out of here, and just get them off the property. But yeah, I think last thing we do is we burn the place down.
Guys are able to handle that. No nothing, no hiccup or anything like that. You burn down the house. I'm imagining you watching in the distance to make sure it actually catches a flame. I mean, what did y'all say to each other? What I mean, there is, for all you know, there was no DG mission to do this. I mean, what, where do y'all go from here?
I think that we go like way out, like, because we originally took Anton Tur out and we're going to bury him.
Right.
And we go like way out, like kind of where that was. And I think we go out and we dig these graves. And I think we, you know, we dump all of the bodies into one grave except Alice's, you know, that we dig a separate one, like a good deep one, you know, for Alice. And I can imagine like Axel standing there with Herbert, like once the grave is full, like we've covered them all over and we're just kind of standing there. Axel looks up Herbert and he's like, So yeah, that's about how these usually go. Yeah.
Jesus, hairpin. Man.
Yeah. You did good. You did good. Alice would be really proud. You handled that well.
Doesn't feel like it, Axel.
Doesn't matter how it feels. Matters we got the job done. We're probably never going to see each other again. Hairpin.
And, you know what, Axel? I'd really like that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I would really, really like to never see you again. Not that you're not great, but...
Ditto.
I think we're done with this. Stay safe, man. Next time you get put on a job, maybe just double check and make sure you're supposed to be there. would be my advice.
Okay. Will do.
Both go your separate ways. Get in whatever your vehicles you have. Drive off. Last scene is just on Alice's grave, sitting there quietly, undisturbed. That is the end of Music from a Darkened Room.
Man.
Good job, Brad.
You have managed. I mean, extremely well done. Much appreciated.
What's the B? Is there a B?
Just an A.
I want to know everything.
Yeah. Well,
that is the closest thing to maybe the happy ending in this Choose Your Own Adventure.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's done. You did it. You
it's done.
You're right. We win. We win. You know, Brad, I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. You remember at the beginning of last episode where you said, you guys need to be very careful what you do here.
Yeah.
Was that because there was a brain devouring monster just beyond the next door? Is that why?
That was one of the reasons.
Oh, good.
And I knew there was going to be a lot of... There was going to be a lot of sanity rolls coming up.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Jeez. What the fuck was that dinner table?
Yeah.
I think basically we were doing... Okay, my theory, we did the ritual, and it was like an avatar of Ntharlotep. Mm-hmm. Who is like basically like, hey,
sitting down with
you
us.
Think you beat me, but you haven't beat me, kind of thing. I don't know who all those people were. Maybe it's just like a long history of people who have dealt with this witch. Keep in mind, we did see a witch at some point in time. And I hope that she's gone now too. But
yeah.
Brad.
Jeez, Brad, man.
Stellar well job.
Stellar. Maybe y'all. It was fun.
Do we need an epilogue?
That was a bunch of fun.
We do need an epilogue.
Into the distance.
Well, I guess here's my question for you guys. Do you guys have time to do a sanity check? Or are we kind of done? Do we want to give Brad the opportunity to prepare a distinct epilogue and then it later?
I want a full report.
I mean, that was the epilogue. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that's how it ends. Oh, Brad, what I just said.
It's like, I'm done. My job is.
But I mean, we can go over like what.
What was actually going on?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. Yeah. Like with like we did for Reverb. You know, like where we got the.
But I think that's the end of the story. That's all I got for the story.
Oh no,
fine.
Oh no, I think this one's over. And you know, the funny thing is like again, like that's a perfect Delta Green ending. In a lot of ways.
That's exactly what I was about to say. It feels like the carpet has been pulled out from underneath us, and that's it. That's how it goes.
And that is Delta Green.
No, I mean, there's a resolution in that the house is presumably finished.
Yeah.
But does it make you feel good?
No.
No?
No.
Not even a little bit.
And this thing is still out there, you know, it's like doing whatever it's doing. But we fixed it this time. We fixed this one.
We put a Band-Aid over the wound.
Oh, yeah. I would, like, and I do have some theories I want to talk about like, Summers and who he belongs to and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
I've got some stuff in my head. But, Brad, man. Yeah. Again, dude.
Really nice.
Good job.
Yeah. Same to y'all. Had a lot of fun. I mean, that was a very poetic ending. I think that was the best ending y'all could have had.
Oh my.
I think so. That's I mean, there are other stuff you could have done. I mean, y'all could have been devoured by that thing. I mean, shit, that could have been the end of it.
We could have all gotten hickeys from that weird thing.
If I was playing a different character, I would have been like, fuck no. We're going out. We're going and we're getting UV lights. Like we're getting fully kitted up,
full on Ghostbusters,
and come back in,
right?
Full on Ghostbusters, and like, you know, infiltrate a prison and find like the worst offender and make him the sacrifice.
Well, you know, there was another sacrificial option that was floated a little earlier on, and that was the old woman. Who we found the knife and the bowl in her house. Because I think the idea was like, well, I mean, she's had a long life. Like, let's just use her.
the sweet lady that gave y'all fresh milk.
Right, that one. Yeah, Emily Harrison.
Oh, wait, was an old.
Well, do y'all want to do sanity check?
Guys, I need a hop, so if you guys want to go ahead and you can. But I need...
Let's do this. Let's call this one now. Let's call this one now. And how about this? Brad, how about you, like, not that you have to get anything specific together, but how about we do something sometime where we talk AMA. About the background and yeah, we do an AMA and and you pull back that curtain for us. How about that?
Yep. And I would love that personally.
I don't know if this is something we want to do like interactive for other people, but if people have questions they want to ask Brad as well, we can direct it his way.
Yeah.
On the spot. If you want to put Brad on the spot.
Who loves putting Brad on the spot? Everybody. Everybody loves it.
Gianna
especially. So if you want to put Brad on the spot. But Brad, I mean, absolutely stellar, dude. I can't compliment you enough.
Yeah, thanks for all the
effort. And you know, we'll have to start investigating what we're going to do for our next backup game. I've got an idea for something, but we'll talk about it offline. Guys, thanks for coming together. We were several of us were not at our peak, but man, we made it happen.
Yeah.
Like, despite that.
Yeah, right, we did.
Yeah. Everyone listening, everyone watching, thank you so much for joining us. You know the regular spiel. You want to get these a week early, hit up Patreon and whatnot. Find us on the socials. Brad, you want to take us out?
Stay safe and stay sane. Later.
Bye.